Frankly, pal, I've tried that. I've picked up the Bible from time to time and sat down and tried to read it, but it really didn't do much for me. Where do you start? What do you do? Do those questions sort of echo the questions that run around in your own heart? If that's the case, stick around. The next 4 minutes could change your life. This is Leroy Iams speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, how to read the Bible with profit. The great secret of reading the Bible is to read it. No, I'm not trying to be clever or funny. I'm trying to get at the heart of the matter. There are thousands of people who honestly believe that they have to know something. Just what they're supposed to know, they're not sure. But they must have some insight or knowledge before they begin. The real secret is just to begin. If you've never read much of the Bible, the question often comes up as to where to start. Personally, I'd recommend that you start in the New Testament and either start with the book of Mark or the book of Acts. Both books are loaded with action. Mark is good because the book plunges right into an action-packed story. Naturally, there are no genealogies given in Mark because Mark presents Jesus Christ as a servant who came to do his Father's bidding, and no one is much interested and concerned about a servant's ancestors. They are concerned about his ability. And Mark is a wonderful record of activity as Jesus goes about doing good and making known the mind of God. The book of Acts is also a good one to start with. Although it's a bit longer, it is full of exciting tales of miracles, plots to murder, prison, earthquakes, shipwreck, adventure up and down the road, riots, men fleeing for their lives. If you like adventure, you'll love the book of Acts. But whatever book you choose, get started. The greatest waste of time is the waste of time in getting underway. The next important thing is to be consistent. Try to read some every day. Set yourself a goal of a chapter or more each day. Ask the Lord to help you form good reading habits. Reading in the morning can be a rich blessing and help you get set for the day. It can lift your spirit. Most of all, it gets you in touch with God, and that's important. Don't be in a hurry when you read. Just settle back and let the Spirit of God speak to your heart. For the Word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. If the Holy Spirit speaks to you way down inside about some hidden sin or failure, stop what you're doing and get down on your knees and talk it over with God. Take special note when you read the Word of God in the way God deals with His people. Very likely, if God was displeased with something back in the days of the apostles, He feels the same way about it today. God's standards of holiness and righteousness do not change. So read in a meditative frame of mind, ever alert to the Holy Spirit who might want to correct something in your life and put you back on the right track. Now, at some point along the line, you'll want to tackle the Old Testament. The key thing to remember here is that God is dealing with men and women whom He loves for the same great purpose that you've seen in the New Testament, to bring them to a place of faith and love and obedience. Especially note 1 Corinthians 10:11. Now, all these things happened unto them for ensamples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. We can learn much from the examples and the lives of the men of God in the Old Testament. May God bless you as you learn to read His Word.